You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has released the modelling that's informing the federal government's latest coronavirus plan.
The world is in a serious battle with the Delta strain of COVID-19. This has been a long war against this virus.
The latest variant of the virus is disrupting all Australia's previous successes. Outbreaks across the country have sent more than 10 million Australians into lockdown.
The tools that have helped us so much over the course of the last 18 months and more have indeed been blunted by the Delta strain. The Delta strain is the game changer, and our response has had to change with those changing circumstances.
The Doherty Institute is the organisation tasked with providing scientific modelling for the government. It had the grim task of working out the potential death toll in a serious outbreak. Once 50% of the population get vaccinated, it projects there'll still be almost 9,000 deaths from the virus. When the coverage reaches 80%, it estimates the death toll will be over 1,000. Professor Jodie McVernon from the Institute says as vaccines supply increases in the months to come, vaccinating young adults will be critical to reaching those targets.
In this virus case, it's really the 20 to 39 years category who are the peak spreaders, and they will bring COVID home to their children, they will take it home to their own parents, and this is the group now where we're proposing a reorientation of the strategy.
But vaccinations are just one tool. Once deriding lockdowns in his home state, the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, now says they can't be avoided.
Early interventions, short, sharp lockdowns, are the most cost-effective way to handle the virus, particularly at the current time.
According to the modelling, time spent in lockdown dramatically reduces when 70% of Australians over 16 are vaccinated.
So should Australia see nationwide stage 4 restrictions, as we saw in Victoria in August of last year, the cost to the national economy is $3.2 billion a week.
Treasury estimates the cost of lockdowns will also be driven down by vaccination. They'll cost $570 million a week once half the nation's adults are vaccinated. At 80% coverage, that shrinks to just $140 million a week. While both sides of politics agree inoculating the nation is the most pressing challenge, there's now a point of difference on how to get that done. Labor's Anthony Albanese has a new proposal, and it's pretty simple. Offering cash for vaccination.
A $300 one-off payment for all Australians who get fully vaccinated by December 1.
It would cost taxpayers almost $6 billion, but Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers argues it would also help stimulate the economy.
This is the shot in the arm that the economy needs. A shot in the arm for small businesses and families, and a shot in the arm when it comes to the vaccine rollout.
Incentives have been used elsewhere around the world, including in the United States and Britain. But the Prime Minister says it would be an insult to Australians, especially the thousands who have already been vaccinated.
The Leader of the Opposition's proposal is a vote of no confidence and an insult to Australians, suggesting they won't get vaccinated unless you dole out the cash, Mr Speaker. That is an insult. That is an insult to every Australian.
Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.